Hey, Great Questions Group friends, Marcus D. here. As we wrap up this summer of 2018, I wanted to bring you all a special message entitled Dashes and Dates. Dashes and Dates. And we could call this message subtitle Open Secrets and the Year Zero. Open Secrets and the Year Zero. And I'm bringing it out to you early on this 19th day of September 2018. And folks, even after more than 35 years on this quest, gaining new knowledge and awareness, especially in regard to the great questions, is still something which continues to provide immense satisfaction to me. It is why I will always endeavor to remain a perpetual student. Throughout the course of my journey, I have particularly enjoyed discovering what I like to call open secrets. Open secrets are little treasures of significant evidence relating to the great questions, which were right out in the open all along, but at the same time seemingly hidden from me. Things I would often be aware of, and yet for some reason not really notice, if you know what I mean. And many times, even once I did actually notice them, it was still a while before they really began to sink in and I started to understand and appreciate their significance. Most often, it has been like a progressive unfolding regarding these open secrets, where it was only with the passage of time and reflection that the full impact of the discovery would really begin to hit me. Recently, this is just what happened. It was regarding one of these obvious but seemingly unnoticed realities I had previously become aware of and which had already played a role in helping me on my quest. But now I had had the opportunity to gain an even greater sense of awareness and appreciation for this particular open secret, which I hadn't had before, and it has had a significant impact on me ever since. This being the case, I thought it might be worthwhile taking a few moments to share it with you fine folks, as it demonstrates yet once again something I have grown keenly aware of, that as long as we are alive and try our best to pay attention, this great school called life is always in session. So, here we go. Over the course of this summer, six people I have known either directly or indirectly have died. Consequently, I have recently had the occasion to attend several funerals. While I have always reflected on the great questions, it is moments like these when our mortality and the uncertainty of this life appear close at hand that I no doubt do the most. The interment for the first funeral happened to take place at Arlington National Cemetery. I have always been moved anytime I have had the opportunity to visit this hallowed American memorial monument. And once again, as I often do when visiting any cemetery, found myself looking at some of the gravestones and wondering about the individual lives they each represent. Folks, it has been said that each of our lives can be described by a dash and two dates. We each have a date representing our birth, and we'll have another date indicating our death, and an intervening dash representing the actual years of our individual life. I have often thought about those little dashes, which seem to so appropriately represent our brief and uncertain little lives, for even those we might call the greatest who have ever lived are still only here for a little while before passing on to what's next. Furthermore, actually seeing a dash on a tombstone representing a real life which has now come and gone has always gripped me with the universal theme of the great questions. For no matter who they were, where they came from, or what they did, their earthly life has now come to an end. And besides everything else they may have done, I often wonder how much time they might have invested, if any, during their brief dash, trying to find the true answers to those four timeless questions regarding this life and beyond. Next, I started reflecting on the dates. And initially, as normal, I thought about them in the context of the specific points in time they each refer to in regard to the beginning and ending of each life, and of course, the actual length of that life. Born May 26, 1939, died February 5th, 2018, indicating a life or dash of just under 79 years, etc., which is the case on every tombstone. But then something touched me on a level it never had before, and I started thinking about the significance of the individual dates themselves. Where exactly do all these dates come from? What do they themselves represent? In other words, why is it 2018? How come? Why did we start counting from zero 2018 years ago? Why do we have a year zero? What happened at year zero that caused all the calendars to start moving forward? Does year zero commemorate anything? Have you perhaps ever wondered about that? Well, actually, it does. And it is only one very specific and distinct event. Interestingly, year zero commemorates the birth of a very unique historical person. That person is Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus' birth is the reason we have year zero and why all the calendars start moving forward from that point on. Furthermore, we also count backwards from the year of his birth too, right? In fact, there are terms we use to differentiate before and after year zero. The classic terms which have been used for over 2,000 years are BC and AD, which actually stand for, quote, before Christ, and, quote, Anno Domini, which is Latin for, quote, the year of our Lord, as Jesus is often referred to as the Lord Jesus Christ. In very recent years, the terms BCE and CE are sometimes used, which stand for, quote, before the Common Era and, quote, the Common Era, respectively. But whichever terms are used, they still refer back to year zero and the birth of this singular individual called Jesus. Now, most people have probably heard of Jesus. Most probably know he is the founder of the Christian religion, and may even know a little bit about him. But many, in all likelihood, do not know the whole story about the main theme and purpose behind his life. I know I sure didn't. Initially, my Christian upbringing, but then mainly my research on my quest, taught me that Jesus is completely unique, in that he is the only religious leader with any credibility who ever claimed to be the Son of God. Furthermore, that he had validated this claim, among other ways, most significantly by resurrecting from the dead after his crucifixion, something that no other religious leader has ever done. And unique in that he said he didn't just come to be the prophet, teacher, and miracle worker he was, but that he came primarily to die for the sins of all mankind, and said that if anyone will place their trust in him as their Savior, their sins will be forgiven and they will spend eternity with him in heaven. Now, there is no doubt that this is a unique, and might we add, amazing declaration. However, I wanted to check out the evidence behind these claims too, which I actually did a little further along on my journey, for there were also many people who have denied, discounted, distorted, ridiculed, or simply ignored them. But I knew that, if they did perhaps prove to be true, it might well be considered the greatest open secret of all. And in the meantime, just the fact that the whole of the civilized world dated their calendars by his birth, and is why we have year zero, was bound to be, might we say, ginormously significant, right? And even though I had already become aware of this particular open secret earlier on my journey, I saw it anew yet once again, and on an even more profound level, at Arlington National this summer of 2018. And even at this far along on my journey, from that point on, no matter what the circumstances, I don't think I will ever look at any date in the same way again. So, folks, this is Marcus D. signing off until next time and wishing you a wonder-filled day.